Hi, this is Aaron with the Credit Pros. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Aaron. This is Lane from Rent's Own Home Finder, and I have here Eric on the other line. Can you please assist him for me, check and improve his credit profile for the Rent's Own process?
Yeah, you got it. Miss will help him to check the credit score.
All right, thank you. So, Eric, we have our specialist on the other line, so he will assist you now. You can speak to him, and both of you have a great day.
You too, Miss.
Okay.
Hi, Eric. This is Aaron with the Credit Pros. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. It's nice to meet you, sir. How is it going so far?
Okay. Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all. I'm trying to see how I can get out of this apartment unit that I'm in to try to get availability to see if I what am I qualified. Now, this unit here that I'm currently in, they base it upon your income because I've been on disability, but I still work. I've been working for a security company for almost 6 years. So I do work about 4 or 5 times a week, and it's full time. There's no part time work, it's full time. And I just go directly to my bank. I don't even see it.
That's excellent. So you receive the SSDI, but you're also working as a security guard?
Yes, I work security. Been one of them close to 6 years almost.
And what is your zip code currently, Eric?
08016.
And do you want to find a place in the same area in Burlington, New Jersey?
It don't have to be. I wouldn't mind it being in this area, but it don't have to be. But I'm in the 08016 area code. You know, it doesn't matter to me. But if it's in the same area code, then that'll be fine also.
And what are you looking for? A house or an apartment?
I don't really need no really big house because I had one for years. I was kind of looking towards either like a townhouse or something's going to meet my criteria because I'm by myself right now. And I used to be a landlord for 24 years. I'm renting now, but I want to get out of this into something that I can rely on, you know, because I'm not really, really happy where I'm at, even though it's low income, but I'm ready to move out of here and get me another establishment.
All right, I'm going to help you with this. Eric, sounds like you're ready to afford a new place, and we're ready to move in as soon as possible. We just need to find the place, right?
Right, correct. Mm-hmm.
Awesome, man. Right now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but I'm excited to tell you that we are partnered with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs, so we can help you to find a house, move in. We'll help you to raise the credit score on the meanwhile, because we need a credit score around 650 at least, okay? And while we are restoring your credit and searching for the new house, if you don't have a big down payment, not a problem. With a rent-to-own, part of the rental becomes a benefit towards the down payment. So what we're going to do next is to get your credit score at no cost for you, Eric. This is a free assessment right now. Now, the program to repair your credit, it does require a fee, which is very affordable. But first, we're going to pull up at no cost your credit score. Can you help me with your current street address?
It's 25 Dunbar Homes, 08016 Burlington, NJ.
08016 in Burlington, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. 08016. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just did. How do I spell the street name? One more time, Eric. 25.
It says 25 Dunbar, but I think it's actually Walnut Street, I believe.
Okay, it says 25 Dunbar. And what is your email for possible updates?
Well, you can try. I've been having some trouble with my email, but you can try ERRICKWILLIAMS 03 at Gmail. Try that one. And then
all
I have
right.
another one too that might work.
I know Gmail. I've been having issues with Gmail too, right? Because you get the like the all the space utilized, and then it won't allow you to get new emails, and I want to change it. So it should be Eric with double R. Williams number 3 at gmail.com.
Yeah, Williams too. First and last name is 03. You can try that.
All right. So it's just Eric Williams 03 at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You can try that.
All right. Let me try that one. We're going to enter next your social to pull out the credit score at no cost. Now, rest assured, this is a soft pull, so it's not going to lower your points. Once we enter the request, the system will show 2 or 3 ID questions to confirm that you are on the phone and not anyone else. So, can you help me with your social first?
Yep. 1-5-0-4-0-5-1-0-7.
Right, got that. Thank you, Eric. And what is your date of birth?
8/26/52.
August 26, 1952.
Right.
So what happened with your first house? You sold it?
I had 3 houses, and plus I had an apartment. I had a house in Philadelphia, and then I had another one on Union Street, and then I had another one on 108 Garnet Drive, Burlington Township. I had 3.
Okay, and you still own that one?
Unfortunately, no. I had a little problem. It has nothing to do with me making payments or nothing like that. I was a landlord for almost 26 years with those 3 properties. The one house in Philadelphia I sold because I was running 2 other properties. The one on Union Street and the one on 108 Garnet Street. I was running both of those.
Oh, right. And yeah, well, well, sometimes, you know, we go through ups and downs, but you have been owned, you know, more than one house before. So for you, you just need to set your mind on it, right? And you can get this next place and just get something that you really like, right? Like you said, like a townhouse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Eric, mm-hmm. I have this couple of ID. Yes, sir?
No, I said I do work, and I'm a musician, and I get paid for that with cash. And then I work for a security company. I've been with them 6 years. I just worked yesterday. And I work about 4 days a week, and plus what I get with my disability. And then I have credit with both of my banks, the Credit Union and Bank of America. I've been with them for 41 years.
All right. And then when it comes down to the credit score, do you have, you might have, you know, late payments on the record, right? Lowering the credit score or collections?
I don't, not that I know of. I think my credit score is pretty in fair shape because I just bought a car back in December through the credit union. I was approved for the first application. I just bought it in December of last year. And that's the only car payment I have. And my payment is only $209 a month.
Okay. Yeah, actually, one of the questions to identify your identity is on the car loan that you opened in 2021. Well, this one might be older, right? Mm-hmm. It shows you opened a car loan back in around November 2021. So on this car loan, please select the correct lender. And we got four options. We got Andrews Federal Credit Union or Santander Bank, Chrysler Capital Corp, or Bank of America?
Bank of America, I didn't get my loan through them. I could have, but I went through the credit union, so that's who approved it.
So it's the first one, the Andrews Federal Credit Union, right?
That's the right one, yep.
All right, and now the next question is on the monthly payment, Eric, on that car loan, the one of 2021. Please help me to select the correct range of payment. The first one I have is $175 up to $225 monthly. Now the second one is from $225 up to $274 monthly. Which one is the right one, Eric?
You mean for my payment, you mean, on either one of those, or which one?
For the, it's the car loan that you had before, started in 2021. Probably this one is already paid off, right?
I only bought one car, so I don't know what other one that one could be, you know. But the one I got to the credit union, I have a 2010 Chevy Equinox. That's the one I got now.
Oh, okay. That's a nice SUV, right? The Equinox. And so basically the question is, mm-hmm. is the monthly payment under $225 or over $225?
No, it's under 200.
It's under 200, all right. And we also got this question mm-hmm. about, so which of these following four companies is one of your previous or current employer, Eric? So we got the name Alpine Contract or Ceciritas, Ceciri, TAS, right? That's the second option. The third mm-hmm. one is Furion Technologies. And the last one is Texas Eastern Products Pipeline. So which one have you worked with?
actually, it's none of those.
None of those? Well, not.
No, not. No, I work for Allied Universal Security.
Allied.
I went from Allied Universal Security to Securitas. That's where I'm at now. I've been there almost 6 years. I work with Allied Universal. Well, I was, but I went Securitas. That's a different security company.
Oh, okay. That's the second one, Securitas. Yeah. That's the one that I had here, Securitas.
Yeah.
But I think they wrong spelled
Right.
the
You put,
stuff. A Q, we had a
yeah.
C, and it was reading Securitas, but this is the one. Securitas. Thank you. And
Security. Security.
so now the last question, Eric, is do you have a bank account with one of these following institutions? Synovus or Community Bank or Franklin Mint Federal or CFE Federal Credit Union or none of the above?
None of the above. I have Andrew. None of the other ones I do not have.
All right. Thank you for your patience, Eric. So we got this question, which is very easy. Which is the name of your county? At the address that you gave me, right in Burlington, is the name of the county Middlesex, Sussex, Burlington, or Camden?
Burlington. Yep.
Burlington, okay. And it shows here that you previously lived on a street called Pearl. Is this a street located in Burlington, East Hampton, West Springfield, or Belkertown?
Okay, the one in Burlington is where I used to live. I moved from there. I stayed there, I don't know, maybe a couple years or more. And then I resubmitted another application to where I'm at right now. This is the one I'm trying to move out of. That's
Oh, yeah,
where I
but
used to live before I had my house.
yeah, exactly. The question is, when you used to live in Pearl, is that located in Burlington, or I mean, in what city is that a street located?
No, it's in Burlington.
Oh, okay, that should be Burlington.
Burlington.
And now we got these four telephone numbers. Please help me to identify if you ever had any of these phone numbers. It could be none of the above, okay, Eric? So we got the first one is 609 239 5504. And the next one is 609
No.
229 1188. So the next one is 609-232.
No.
That one neither. And we got 609-232-3001.
No, none of the above. No.
None of the above. And finally, the same area, 609-236-2602.
No.
None of the above, right? Okay, and
No.
now,
Nope.
nope. And so I think that was the last one. Let's see here. Oh, this is the last one. So it shows here, I got four street names. Please tell me which one have you previously resided in? Walnut, Tuttle, David, like the boy named David, and Firebrick.
Now you said Walnut. Is that the street?
Yeah, that's his street name. You used to have Walnut.
No, I never lived on Walnut. The street I'm on now, I think it's called Walnut, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, okay, then that should be it. All right, we're going to select that one. So now the system is processing the answers. It takes just 1 second here to, it might show a couple more questions or the credit score in one. All right. So, well, it's showing here on Equifax, Eric, that your credit score right now is on Equifax 718 points, 718. So 718, it's on a good range, the number. The only thing affecting you right now, the thing that might affect you is that they want to see no negatives when you apply, you know, for this new place. And you do have like 11 negatives that are basically when we have late payments, right? As you mentioned, those negatives stay on your record for like 7 years. And that's what I see right now, that you have 11 of those delinquencies and 10 hard inquiries. The 10 hard inquiries is also bad because it shows that we've been getting denied, you know. Have you applied for a new personal loan recently?
Nothing but the one, but a car. I have no other loans other than the car to the credit union. That's the only loan I have right now. And whatever is on there before that, I don't have any outstanding debt because of all my other bills I paid or paid off. Like I didn't have no loan. I had a house. The house was paid off. Other than the condo, which I was paying for because I was still under mortgage. That's the one that I owned. It was actually my mother's house. She owned it, but I was paying for it.
Oh, you got divorced?
No. It was my mother's house.
Oh, your mom
And my
house, your
mother's
mom
house.
house.
Yeah, these are all my parents' houses, right? And they gave their houses to me. That's how I got them.
Yeah, that's really, you take care of your of them, right? Oh, wonderful. So this is how we're gonna help you with, right? These negative items on your record, they normally stay there for like 7 years. But the good thing about your record is that your delinquency percentage, it's low. So it shows that you had problems with a couple of late payments, not a problem. What we do on this program is that we'll give you access to a unique client portal on your cell phone, Eric, where you're going to see, first of all, the credit score 24/7 every time that you open the app, so you keep an eye on it. And on the meanwhile, we're going to help you to delete all of these negative items on the record, anything that you consider outdated, unverifiable, misleading, or inaccurate. So we'll send you the list on your client portal of the names of the creditors who gave you the markdowns. And we're going to check mark together. Like, while I'm still on the phone with you, you receive the list of your negatives, and we'll check mark the ones that you want to get rid of. And that will get the ball rolling. We're going to send dispute letters to every credit bureau, and we'll force them to delete these negative items, enforcing the FCRA federal law. We'll force them to delete them like they never happened. And we'll do that with all the negative items that you want to challenge, all of them at the same time. Sounds good, Eric?
Well, yeah, it does sound good, but they should not be on there because somebody made a mistake. I don't have no delinquency there. It shouldn't be on there at all. That might be somebody else using my name and something. My
And
name, my first and last name, and trying to tell me something that I've never owned or had.
to be honest with you, Eric, that is a real concern. Now there, you know, many clients from us, when they receive the list of negatives, yeah, they see some things that belong to them, but it's becoming a common issue that you see things that you never heard of on the list of your negative items. Now, as you may imagine, if you have items that don't belong to you on your record, we also force the deletion of all of those negative items with all the bureaus at the same time. You know, anything that doesn't belong to you, it's misleading, so we can force them to delete it. And even the ones that belong to you that are, you know, old, outdated, or unverifiable, or hard inquiries, unverifiable or inaccurate, we'll force them to delete them as well. And on the meanwhile, Eric, now For every negative that will help you to delete, this number is going to raise. But the thing that really raised the credit score quick is giving you access to new credit. So you can establish positive credit without having another hard pull because you already have a high amount of hard inquiries. Hard inquiry, Eric, is every time that we apply for a credit card or a loan, right? So we're going to give you, with guaranteed approval, a $5,000 trade line with National Credit Direct. This trade line is an amazing tool to raise the credit score very quick. You get access to a catalog with electronics, furniture, home appliances. So I went through the catalog and I've seen from iPhones to smart TVs, also refrigerators, mattresses, anything that you might need on credit, you can find it there. And the payments are really small, even without interest. Now, the main purpose of this credit is that you can get something that you need for the new house. And by making the payment on time every time, it's going to be a positive reporting that will help you to raise the credit score twice as fast as if we were just deleting negative items. Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, yeah.
And what is the best part of this line of credit? Number one, guaranteed approval, right? By joining the program, you can use that tool whenever you like. Number two, it's not going to generate a hard pull to your credit score. So you can start raising the points without losing points. Now, I'll give you another tool on the program, Eric, and this is one of our customers' favorite, and it's for personal loans. It's called the Loan Wizard. So on your own app, to improve your credit, you will have access to a big variety of third-party loan companies for cash loans. How much can they lend you? Well, typically will be ranging from $2,000 to $3,000, no less than $1,000. And if you want to get a big loan or a car loan, like over 5,000, we don't recommend you to apply the first time, right? Well, in this case, you might find options around up $4,000 or $5,000, right? The thing is that the main purpose of these loan options is that by making payments on time on a new loan, this will help you to have another way of raising the credit score. It's like you can get a loan, and if you are making payment on time on that loan, Eric, that's gonna be another player on your team raising the points of your scoreboard. Sounds good?
Yeah, it sounds pretty okay.
Yeah, and applying, is very easy. It's like asking for an Uber driver. You apply through the app, and on the same app, you will see, what's the interest rate, the monthly payment, all the details, right? Before, and then you can apply. So the last tool that we'll give you is the Credit Builder loan. You might have heard about this, right? A Credit Builder loan and how they help you. So let me tell you what this is real quick. The Credit Builder loan, it's a double benefit by being on our program that no other company is doing right now. While we are helping you to dispute and delete your negative items, we're going to report to all the credit bureaus that your program every month, it's a loan that you paid on time. As simple as that. Without money reimbursement, this benefit continue for as long as you are working with the credit pros. So by us telling to the credit bureaus that you paid a loan on time, that will raise the points with all the bureaus no matter what, and that continue until you cancel the program. Now, Eric, from the day one that you get the program started, I'm gonna be on the phone with you while you receive the app, and on the app you will have the reference letter. So with a reference letter, we're going to start to look for places today. You're going to go through the listings, and once you find the place that you want, you'll be ready to apply with this reference letter. Okay? So That's this way, thousands of people have moved in through our program sooner than expected. So now we have two options. The first one is called Success Plus Package, and it will give you access to all the benefits, and you will pay only $149 for the startup fee, and that is the same monthly fee for as long as you wish to stay on the program. Now, the second option, Eric, it's more affordable and it's called Prosperity. It's going to be $119 monthly, and you will get access to the same benefits on the app, like the third-party loan companies for a personal loan. Now, what you don't get on the second program, the 119, it's the credit builder loan. So the more affordable one is not reporting the payments to the credit bureaus. And on this second one, you don't get the credit for furniture, the one that I told you with guaranteed approval, remember? Those two things, when you use them combined, Eric, they really rocket boost your credit score way faster. So which one sounds better for you, the more complete one or the second one?
What is the second one? What is the fee on the second one?
The fee on the second one is the one for $119 monthly. And on that one, you will still get access to the reference letter for when you find a house that you want. So by all means, if the main goal is to find a new house, you can use the second one as well, and you will still have access to the reference letter for when you find a house, right? So you can apply ASAP.
Okay, now I don't know if that'll take me over my budget with my car payment, and my rent, which I gotta pay today. So,
I
I don't
understand.
know what I'm gonna have left, 'cause I gotta go pay my rent
What?
today. It's due,
Here's what I
and
can do
my
for
car
you
payment is
today.
209.
Here's what I can do for you today, Eric. I understand that you want to make sure this is going to be around your budget, but still remember that you told me that it's important for you to find this house, you know, and remember that this payment is not going to be for a year or 9 months. In your situation, I've seen people that by being on the program for 2 or 3 months, they move in, and then you can cancel, you know, at any time whenever you like. Now, if you enroll any other day, Eric, you will pay the $119 monthly, right? But if you enroll with me today, what I can do is that I can launch the program, give you access to the benefits, and you will pay today just $15. So we can send you the access, and that way you can get access to your client portal where you can go through the lenders, the list of the negative items as well. You will receive it while I'm on the phone with you as soon as we cover this small amount. That will give us the opportunity to start helping you today, Eric. So, what card will you like to use for the $15 processing fee today? A Visa or a MasterCard?
Now, what would that be for what I get today? What would that be for? Is that for just for me to get the that's what you said for the list of the housings, or what am I looking for or getting?
I'm gonna give you full access to the benefits of the program. Like if you were paid the 119, we're going to postpone that one. And today you will pay only, is it gonna be actually $12.95, what you need to authorize today. I'm gonna send you a client portal, and once we access to your client portal, that takes 1 or 2 minutes, you'll be able to monitor the credit score on the app. And you will receive the list of the negative items that we need to start working on deleting. And plus you will have access to the reference letter. So that way you can start checking the places. And if you find the place around your budget, you can use the reference letter to successfully move in. One of our mortgage brokers will get on the phone with you So you can have an action plan from an expert on how you're going to apply. This will basically help you to make things happening, but that way you don't have to worry about the 119 today. Okay, Eric?
Okay, I'm going to have to call my bank right quick to check my one thing. I have to check my balance because of my rent and my car payment. So I'm going to have to call my bank and make sure I don't have any overdrafts, you know, because I had a few. So I got to call my bank. Is there any way that I can?
No, that's
I
okay.
don't know
If
if
that
I
is
can do it
your
while I'm with you.
concern, we're going to process right now the 1295. If the funds are not available, no overdraft fees will be applied on your account, okay? First, let me get your card number and we'll find out if we can help you today with that a small fee. So I'm ready for the card number when you are, Mr. Williams.
Hold on a second. Let me see here.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me see here. Let me check this for you.
Sure.
Okay, let me give you a number here, Marcus.
Yeah, I'm
Okay, let
ready
me
when
give
you
you
are.
this number here. 4210 4210 9100 0335 6735. Expiration is 11/25.
On the card number, I see that I might have a wrong one. Let me repeat for you, okay? I got 4210 9100. And then, did you say 0335?
No, 0305353.
Oh,
Six
zero
seven
three
three five.
five three six
Zero three
seven
five
three
three.
five. And what is the CVV code on the back of the card, Eric?
Six three eight.
638. And expiration, did you say November 25?
11/22/5, yeah.
Okay, so the billing address on this card should be the same, 25 Walnut.
Yep.
Okay, Eric, so we're going to use either text message or email. Do you receive text message to this cell phone?
Yeah, I can get text messages here.
Also, Mary, welcome to the program. This is going to make a huge difference to help you know to apply sooner than what you expected for the house that you want, sir. And right now I'm sending you a text message. Welcome to the Credit Pros. Okay, we just need to open that text message. The enrollment fee, the 119, is going to be rescheduled for March the 27th. Okay, so the following monthly fee is until April the 27th. And actually, upon SSI verification, the second month will drop down $40 for you. So that is a surprise discount. For as long as you stay on on our program, you get a $40 off upon SSI verification. And right now, did you receive a text message? Welcome to the Credit Pros, Eric.
I don't see anything yet, no.
Let me confirm the number, okay? I'm using 609-880-5620.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And your email, the one that you have on this cell phone, is that the same email that you gave me, ericwilliams03@gmail.com?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm spelling Eric, E-R-I-C.
So I'm sorry again.
Your Gmail, is it E-R-I-C or E-R-I-C-K on Eric?
E-R-I-C-K.
E-R-I-C-K, Williams03@gmail.com.
E-R-R-I-C-K.
Oh, it's E-R-R-I-C-K. That's why, I'm sorry, I had that, you know, E-R-I-C before. So it's ERRICKWilliams03@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, so I'm using email and text message right now. So on the text message inbox, can you check if you receive on your text message, welcome to the Credit Pros?
Yeah, I see something here.
So also,
yeah, I see that, yeah.
You see that? Awesome. So we're going to open the client portal for the first time. I won't take you 2 minutes. Can you please open that message? And you will see something like, please log into your account and a blue hyperlink. So we need to click that hyperlink and that will send you to the app automatically.
Okay, what am I supposed to do with this here?
So once you open the message, welcome to the Credit Pros, do you see the service agreement?
I see something here, but I don't really understand it.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's the service agreement or like the contract, and there's no long-term obligations. That means that you can cancel at any time. So we just need to accept that agreement. You need to scroll down the agreement, and on the bottom, you will see I accept the agreement. We will need to check mark that box. And on the next step, we'll create a password. So we want to scroll all the way down the service agreement, and on the bottom, you will read, I signed the agreement, right? And we just need to click on that. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see something here, yeah. Now, so how is this going to get me out of here to where I am? Because I'm trying to move out of here right now, and because I don't want to be here anymore. So if this is going to take any long length of time.
It's okay. Look, I'm going to schedule a call back from the FICO advisor for you, okay? To walk you through the enrollment. All right. Let me just make sure that you will be available. So on Thursday, will you be available by 11 a.m., William, Mr. Williams?
I should be, yeah.
Okay, so that's why now the FICO advisor will get back with you on Thursday by 11 a.m. to complete the enrollment. Okay, so it's just vitally important that you sign in, that you log into the account during the day, Eric, so you can select the items that we're going to help you to delete. Once you log into the account for the first time, you will see the list of the negative items, okay? So finally, I need you to please listen to this quick recording that will just let that recording play. It will last like 30 seconds and we'll be all set today, okay?